for our Thursday morning conversation. As promised, we're going to talk Bell Tower Residents. Chris McCarrigill is here. She's the administrator at Bell Tower Residents. Chris, nice to see you here this morning, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Bell Tower Residents, before we get to the residents itself, first of all, as the administrator at Bell Tower Residents, give us a little background on yourself and your experience there at Bell Tower Residents. Tell us what it's like working at Bell Tower Residents, Chris, and what the administrator job's all about there.
Sure. I am a nurse by background. Okay. I spent most of my career in the hospital. But after 30 years working in the hospitals, both as a staff nurse and in management, I thought, you know what, it's time for something new.
Okay.
And I was familiar with Bell Tower Residents because I had been on their board of directors, and I knew what an amazing, unusual, no place like it place that it was. And when that opportunity for an administrator opened up, I just jumped at it.
Some to unpack there. So you were a nurse in the hospital for 30 years, and somewhere deep down you said, I think I can do this job a little bit better up at the top.
Well, I was
a little bit.
I was in management, yeah. I think after probably about 15 years of being a staff nurse, I saw the opportunities of how to make things better for staff by being in management. And I never lost that heart of a staff nurse. And I think that's what is appealing about managing when you say my job isn't so much to be in charge, it's to make things better for people.
And so as a manager, do you take that with you in all the decisions you make? I was on the other end of this thing at one time, and I want to make sure those people are happy. You think that way?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. And so it must be a good place to work then.
I think it is an amazing place to work. The people that work there want to be there. They have fun. They are dedicated and committed to the residents. And I think for all of us, serving those residents is what makes our day.
And there are some opportunities there. We're going to get to that in a little bit, too. But Bell Tower Residents in general, for people that aren't familiar with the assisted living center, home, however, what's a proper assisted living?
Yeah, technically we are a community-based residential facility, which
okay.
most people know as a CBRF.
Okay.
So we are assisted living. We have 90 beds at Bell Tower Residents. We have 5 neighborhoods is how it's split up. 4 of those neighborhoods are assisted living, and our 5th neighborhood is for memory support for people with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia.
Okay. And in the neighborhoods, I would assume different things go on in different neighborhoods for people that are living there, right?
Our activities program is amazing. Whatever you want to do, we have traditional exercise. We have Zumba. We have classes. We have games. We have outings. We go to the concerts. We go to the fair. There are so many things that we do. Our residents do not ever need to worry about not having anything to do.
And where the residents are concerned and their families at home, what's the communication like? Because I know this is very important. Communication between the home where the parents are and the adult kids that are wondering, is everything okay with mom and
dad?
Is there a good communication link there?
There is good communication. And over the past few years, you know, even when we had COVID and people couldn't come to visit, we had communication, we had visits, ways of doing them outside. And now that COVID is over and we're back in what's now our normal world, visiting is 24/7. Phone calls, everybody's got a phone, memos go out from administration. We have resident council for the residents to make their needs known. We have family council for the families to come in. We have education for the families. There's just a lot of ways that we try to keep everybody in the loop.
And how long have you been in the administrator role?
I've been there about 7.5 years.
Okay, and so after 7.5 years, you must say that your fingerprints are all over this thing, right?
Oh, I would say my fingerprints are there. I have an amazing team, and that's what I like to say I do. I hire good people, and I get all the way and let them do their job.
That's a great management way of thinking, I think. And as far as the Bell Tower Residents itself, the building, it's a beautiful building
looking at
from the outside. The whole grounds, it just looks gorgeous when you drive by there. What's the history
about
that building?
Yeah, and you know, if people ever want a tour, certainly let us know. But it used to be, before it was owned by Wisconsin Illinois Senior Housing, it was owned by the Holy Cross Sisters. Mm-hmm. And this was their convent prior to 1990. So it was built in the 40s, turned into an assisted living in the 90s. And so that historical, the brick, just the feel of it, the chapel, Assisi Hall, which has the big stained glass windows and where we hold our events. From the moment you walk into Bell Tower Residence, you feel something different.
Yeah, and just you don't even have to walk all the way in. When you look outside, standing out there in the park, it's a gorgeous setting.
It's, It is.
Do the people that live there really, they must really appreciate the building itself too, right?
You know, people come there, the majority of our residents come there by word of mouth.
Okay.
Because they know about it from living in the community, from other relatives that have lived there. We have family, people that are related to each other that live there. And so I think they appreciate the building, they appreciate the programs, they appreciate what we stand for. It's a good place.
I actually listen to the ads that we play here on the radio, and I think some of the best ads are some of the testimonial ads that we hear from Bell Tower residents. Hearing those residents, you can hear it in their voice that they are very happy and content in their living situation there, and that's something, all of us that have aging parents, that's what we want for our parents. We want them happy and content in their golden years.
Right. You know, I think it is very difficult for people to think about, say, selling their house and making these changes and moving to a smaller place, and I think it is reassuring to know that they're going to a place like Bell Tower Residence where we have all private rooms, so they can make their apartment their own. They can decorate it. They will meet friends. They'll be cared for. I think if you are in a situation where you're ready to move into assisted living, it's comforting to know that's the place you're going to.
I think one of the other things that Bell Tower has going for it, I know with many assisted living facilities, there's a lot of nurses there, and they do a fantastic job, but as far as doctors and such, they're not always there all the time, but right next door to the hospital. I mean, how convenient is that?
Right. And we do have physicians that come and see the residents at Bell Tower, so they don't have to leave okay. Bell Tower to go to some of their appointments. Certainly some of them they do, but we are right across the street from the clinic. We are right across next door to the hospital, and we have nurses on staff or on call 24/7, which a lot of assisted livings
right.
don't have.
Yeah, so that's another thing to be. There are so many things that when an adult child says, you know what, I've heard about Bell Tower Residence, I need to know more. What's it like every day here? And so take us through that when somebody comes to you and says, we're looking for some place for mom and dad. How do you start that relationship?
Sure. Our admission coordinator, Michaela, is generally the one that they will talk to, but they can really talk to anybody and we'll get them pointed in the right direction. We welcome them to come in for a tour, and that is really the first step. Come experience Bell Tower, see what it's like, and then we can give you handouts and information and start the application process. To be accepted for residency, there are some forms to fill out, and then the nurse will actually meet with you, do an assessment, and make sure that it is a good fit for everybody and that we can provide the care that is needed.
When it comes to paying for services at Bell Tower, there have got to be many different ways to do that. Can we touch on that just a little bit?
Sure. Primarily, so when we are going through the application process and we talk about finances, we ask that people have record of at least 2 years worth of resources to live at Bell Tower. We do not ask for the money up front. Right. People pay month by month. But we do ask for those 2 years. After 2 years, we do accept some public funding based on what's going on at the time, but mm-hmm. we always have to keep the balance. But it is surprising how manageable it can be to be able to have those 2 years of resources.
And then how do you take them through the process of what day-to-day life is like for their parents then?
Well, we invite them to observe. They can look at, besides the tour, they can see what activities are going on. As the nurse is doing the assessment and she finds out what kind of care or medications or that sort of thing the resident might need, we talk through what it's like to live at Bell Tower. And I think also through family council and through visiting, that visiting is so important. If a family is able to get there, they will see and experience for themselves what's going on, mm-hmm. what's going well. And if something isn't going well, they can pick up on that and talk to us, and we take care of it as quickly as we can.
Pop-in visits always welcome.
Absolutely. 24 hours okay. a day. It's their home.
Yeah.
So just like if you would welcome visitors into your home, you can welcome visitors into your home at Bell Tower.
That's reassuring. Now, what about people with long-term care insurance? Sometimes getting that actually implemented and getting the money into the right hands is something that most regular folks don't want to deal with. They don't have that experience. And believe me, I've been through some stuff. I've
sure.
watched my wife on hold for hours and hours and hours and seeing nothing done. How do you help accommodate that for people?
We do, and we assist with that. So most long-term care insurance companies will pay for care at Bell Tower Residence. The resident does need help. So if they might need help with their bathing or their dressing, and there is paperwork that the long-term care insurance company will have us fill out, and our nurses and our business office are happy to help with that. We help a lot of people with that. And then on a monthly basis, the insurance company sends us forms to verify, yep, we're still here. And so we can really help make that process a lot smoother.
Our older parents still have their pride, and they might not always come right out and say, yes, I need help with this, this, and this. I only need help with this. Well, you know, the kids might say, well, actually, they need help with this. I would assume there's some kind of evaluation process that happens to determine just how much or how little care somebody's going to need.
There is. So it starts with that application process, and we look at that. And like I said, we want to make sure we can provide for that care. As people get older and they need more care, my philosophy has been what I talk with the CNAs is give them the care that they need. We will figure out the rest of it on the back end in the office working with the family. But the most important thing is the resident gets the care that we need, and then we'll talk through it. So, yeah, we keep an eye on it, and it's part of life, yeah. Unfortunately. And as things get where the resident needs more help, we talk with the resident, we talk with the family, and again, it's that good communication.
There are so many unknowns that go along with this, especially for the kids of these parents. Lots of us, we've never had to deal with long-term insurance before. We don't know all the questions to ask. So it's just nice to know that there's somebody that knows what's going on that can help us through that process, because that's really, it can be very stressful.
Yeah, the other thing I want to add is for our veterans or spouses of veterans, don't overlook those benefits. There are veterans benefits that are similar to long-term care insurance, and if you qualify for those, you want to make sure you take advantage of those as well.
Yeah, amen to that. Chris McCarrigle is the administrator at Bell Tower Residence, my guest here this morning for our Thursday morning conversation. Let's get to some opportunities. I think nurses are the best people in the world. Hands down. I was raised by a nurse. My wife is a nurse. I have nothing but the utmost respect for nurses. I know what y'all go through on a daily basis. I've heard the stories for a lot of years. So God bless y'all for doing what you're doing. But second, next point to make here is that CNAs oftentimes get their start in nursing as a CNA first. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some job opportunities for people. It sounds like Bell Tower Residence is a place that a CNA really would want to work at.
It is. And so we hire CNAs. We also hire what are called RAs or resident assistants. PCWs is another term, personal care workers. So we do ask that our CNAs and our RAs either have experience, or for the RAs that they are willing to be trained. And we will hire people without experience if it's a good fit and train them. But it's a program where we want to make sure they do it right, so they will work with somebody else until they have learned all the ways to do that. But they are our 24/7 hands, feet, boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. They are so important because they see everything, they hear everything, they become very close to the residents, and it's just a great place to work. And what I like about assisted living compared to the hospital. In the hospital, you got to know people for about 2 days,
right,
and then they were gone. And if they were there longer, it wasn't necessarily a good thing. In assisted living, you get to know these residents. You hear their life story. You get to know what they like and what they don't like, and you have that honor. I think it's an honor to take care of them in their older years and make their life better.
Are there opportunities for RNs as well at this point?
Not at this point.
Okay.
CNAs and the RAs, any shift, day shift, evening shift, night shift. We have a differential that we pay for the evening and night shift.
Okay.
But I just want to emphasize how satisfying it is and how the people that work there stay there. And we have some real longevity. We have CNAs that have been there 15, 20 years.
Really? Now that's almost unheard of.
Right. And you wouldn't stay if it wasn't a
right.
good thing. And so they are there for the residents. We also have some who, of course, haven't been there as long. But I think when I look at all there is for our residents to do and the great care that they get, there's just so much pride in our employees for working at a place like Bell Tower and being part of that awesome experience, because we couldn't do it without them.
Absolutely. It's essential. So with a CNA, oftentimes it's a stepping stone kind of job. It's moving on the way up, but some people choose it as a career. And those are the most special people that are walking the earth.
They all are. You know, I have such great respect for the CNAs that are working their way through school. That is not an easy thing and some are parents as well. So, to work your way through school and for us to provide that stepping stone so they can get their wings and fly on to a career in nursing is awesome. Our career CNAs too. So much respect for what they do every day. It is not necessarily easy work, but it is so satisfying.
And it sounds like you create an atmosphere there that is welcoming not only to the residents, but for the people taking care of the residents too.
Right. We really try to welcome them in, give them sufficient training, get them introduced to other people. We are starting to do more staff activities. You know, we went to a Woodchucks game. We have fundraisers where we invite the staff to participate with the residents. So we really try to build it as a family.
Team building.
Yes.
Good thing.
We have great teamwork there.
As far as benefits now, let's talk about paying benefits here for CNAs. What are we talking here? Can we get specific, or would you rather talk one-on-one about that to potential applicants?
Well, I can give a little overview. Okay. So our full-time employees, which full-time is 30 hours or more per week, are eligible for health insurance. And we have a great program where the company provides money to the employee for purchasing health insurance. And some of our employees are paying less than $20 a month.
Wow.
For health insurance. And then for part-time employees, full-time and part-time employees, we have dental, we have vision, we've got a 401k matching, we have other supplemental insurances they can buy, like accident insurance, those types of things. For any employee, we offer $20 towards a membership at a local health club. Eating meals with the residents. Hmm. So we've got a lot of things that, besides the job, besides the pay, some nice little benefits you might not find somewhere else. We have tuition reimbursement if they are pursuing a career and would like to stick with us during their education. We can look at tuition reimbursement. We pay for CNA classes. If they would like to become a CNA, we will pay for their education. I think there's a lot of good benefits there.
Sounds pretty attractive. How's the food at Bell Tower?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good. Yeah, it might be a little too good.
Yeah.
Especially the dessert.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, because I was speaking of testimonial commercials, I would have thought for Bell Tower residents, if we can hear one of those residents saying how good the food is, because nobody cooks like a grandma. And they've got so much experience and they've been cooking so long. If a grandma says this is good food, you can take it to the bank.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yes. So to find out more about Bell Tower residents beyond our conversation here this morning, Chris, how can you direct people to get more information? You want just folks to come on in, call, or is there a website? What's the best way to learn a little bit more?
There's a few ways. You can go to our website, www.belltowerresidents.org. That will tell you a lot about our building. It will have a careers page if you're interested in looking at our job opportunities and applying. You can also give us a call, 715-536-5575, and ask questions. And you can just stop by, and we will make sure that whether you're there for a job or to look at an apartment, we will find a way and we'll get you helped.
My first impression with Bell Tower residents this morning was a phone call, and I must say the people that take care of the phones there do a fantastic job.
We love our receptionist, Grace. Shout out to Grace. She answers a lot of phones.
The other thing is it's Gazebo Nights tonight. Now, is that kind of one of the activities that folks from Bell Tower residents can go and take in? Are there like buses where you guys go for activities and things like that?
We do go to a certain number of concerts per year, both the gazebo or the Merrill City Band.
Okay.
Or some of the concert series tonight with the heat.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. And I know a couple of them have gotten rained out. Yep. But it's a great thing to see our Bell Tower bus pull up.
Yep.
And people getting off and assisted and sitting and just enjoying those concerts.
So I guess parting words here this morning, Chris, especially talking to people that are looking right now for a place for mom and dad. Sounds like Bell Tower residents might answer a lot of prayers for a lot of families.
It is. From personal experience at so many levels, I just can't say enough about Bell Tower, and I encourage people to check it out.
Well, this was a great conversation this morning, Chris. Again, to reach Bell Tower residents, check them out online, belltowerresidents.org. Call 536-5575 to find out more. And boy, tell you what, could be pretty hard to beat Bell Tower residents for a place for our parents as they age. And Chris, this was a great conversation. I appreciate this, and I hope we educated some folks this morning, and I hope the phone starts ringing over at Bell Tower Residence.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. It was great to be here.
Absolutely. Chris McCarrigal, the administrator at Bell Tower Residence, with us this morning for our Thursday morning conversation.